proposed to interpret this particular behavior of the wave function in terms of probabilities. The electron does not break up, but it can be scattered in any direction, and the probability that an electron is scattered in some particular direction is greatest in those directions where the values of the wave function are largest. In other words, electron waves are not waves of anything. Their significance is simply that the value of the wave function at any point tells us the probability that the electron is at or near that point. Neither Schrödinger nor de Broglie were comfortable with this interpretation of electron waves, which probably explains why neither of them contributed importantly to the further development of quantum mechanics. But the probabilistic interpretation of the electron waves found support in a remarkable argument offered by Heisenberg the following year. Heisenberg considered the problems that are encountered when a physicist sets out to measure the position and momentum of an electron. In order to make an accurate measurement of position, it is necessary to use light of short wavelength, because diffraction always blurs images of anything smaller than a wavelength of light. But light of short wavelength consists of photons with correspondingly high momentum, and when photons of high momentum are used to observe an electron, the electron necessarily recoils from the impact, carrying off some fraction of the photon's momentum. Thus, the more accurately we try to measure the position of an electron, the less we know after the measurement about the electron's momentum. This rule has come to be known as the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. To be a little more precise, because the wavelength of the light equals Planck's constant divided by the photon momentum, the uncertainty of any particle's position cannot be less than Planck's constant divided by the uncertainty in its momentum. We do not notice this uncertainty for ordinary objects like billiard balls because Planck's constant is so small. In the system of units with which physicists are most familiar, based on the centimeter, gram, and second as the fundamental units of length, mass, and time, Planck's constant is 6.626 thousandth millionth millionth millionths, a decimal point followed by 26 zeros and then 6626. Planck's constant is so small that the wavelength of a billiard ball rolling across a table is much less than the size of an atomic nucleus, so there is no difficulty in making quite accurate measurements of the ball's position and momentum at the same time. An electron wave that is very sharply peaked at some position represents an electron that has a fairly definite position, but a momentum that could have almost any value. In contrast, an electron wave that takes the form of a smooth, equally spaced alternation of crests and troughs, extending over many wavelengths,